A very good afternoon from the sports team. The semi-finalists for the Australian Open have now all been confirmed. Men's number one seed Jannik Sinner cruised past Aussie star Alex de Minaur in straight sets earlier today. He will now take on American Ben Shelton in the last four. Novak Djokovic takes on Alexander Zverev in the other men's semi-final. Women's second seed Iga Swiatek advanced after beating Emma Navarro 6-1, 6-2. She'll now face another American, Madison Keys, in the last four. And Swiatek knows how difficult that one's going to be.
Now that I know my opponent, you know, we'll do the work with him and prepare the tactics. But obviously, you know, she likes to also play intense and pretty fast, you know, and she's using her powers, especially on a faster hard court. So I need to be ready for that and be proactive and also good in defense, you know. I guess in semis, if you play against any opponent, they deserve to be there. So it's going to be tough.
Arina Sabalenka, the number one seed, will face Paula Badosa in the other women's semi-final. And some cricket news. The Proteas under 19 women's side are into the T20 World Cup Super Sixes. They beat Nigeria in an 8-over shootout earlier today after rain shortened that one. The Proteas made 49 for 2 in their 8 overs. And then in reply, Hollywood Bets Dolphin star Seshni Naidu took 2 for 1 as they restricted Nigeria to 24 for 8 in their 8 overs to win by 41 runs. And then it's football to finish. Arsenal's Leandro Trossard says Kai Havertz has the full backing of his teammates. A 17-year-old has been arrested in connection with social media abuse sent to the forward's wife after he missed a penalty in their recent FA Cup defeat to Man United. Havertz returned to goal-scoring form in the Premier League last weekend, speaking ahead of tonight's Champions League match with Dinamo Zagreb. Trossard's highlighted his importance.
He's so good for us, and not just in terms of goal scoring, but he helps us getting off the pitch, and he's such a good player. So, I think it helped him as well. He's also a confidence player, I would say. So it's up to us as well to get him in those positions.
Then looking at the pick of the other matches in the Champions League tonight, Man City need a win. They are in Paris taking on Paris Saint-Germain. Real Madrid have a home tie against RB Salzburg, and Bayern Munich are away against Feyenoord, also needing a win there. The top eight will go through to the last 16, and then the next 16 will play off for those last eight spots in the last. So it's going to be an important last two rounds of action coming up this week and next week. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.